A personal message from the editor-in-chief, Roderick C. Meredith. Does going to church really matter? Are you a stay-at-home Christian? Maybe you are one of the many millions who, having seen the divisions and confusions among so much of professing Christianity, would rather stay at home to worship God in your own way. For the world's churches are almost entirely teaching a message diametrically opposed in important ways to the real message of the Savior, Jesus Christ. But where did the very idea of church come from? Notice what the Apostle Paul wrote. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. That's Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. Certainly we do see the day approaching. The end of this present age is not far off, and many of you reading this personal should see it for yourselves when it comes. But how can we stir each other up if we are not together on our day of worship? How can we exhort one another if the television or the internet is our only connection to God and His people? Please understand. Television and the internet are wonderful tools for sharing the true gospel of the coming kingdom of God. With them we can reach untold millions who might not otherwise hear the truth. Jesus Christ Himself commanded His followers in Mark 16, verse 15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Yet, to most who hear the gospel message, it will simply be a witness. When the prophesied end-time events fall upon them, they will not be able to say, "Nobody warned me." But out of the millions who hear the message, a few will respond. What does Christ tell us? "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." That's Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. When God calls people, He calls them to live His way. That way of life, filled with the Holy Spirit, is a way of doing our best to obey instructions. And one of those instructions, as noted above, is that Christians are to assemble themselves together. Read my article on page 5 of this issue and consider the question, which church should you attend? Maybe you are nervous about meeting others who believe as you believe. Maybe you have had bad experiences in the past. I understand. But I urge you to break out of your shell and strive to obey God in every way, including this very basic way. For God wants His people to assemble together. One way in which this work tries to reach out to those whom God is calling is through what we call our Tomorrow's World presentations. A Tomorrow's World presentation usually consists of two ordained ministers of Jesus Christ, each giving a short and powerful message about end-time prophecy or Christian living. There is no charge to attend, and no donations are requested. Many people come to a presentation and for the first time in their lives find themselves among other like-minded Christians, in an environment where they can ask questions. Some tell us that they have learned more in one afternoon than they learned in decades at their former churches. Is God failing? Yes, there are many churches where people can attend services week after week, year after year, and learn practically nothing about the truth. Maybe they learn a few rote prayers and some sentimental stories about a little Lord Jesus, but they are not being taught about God's power or about what God is doing in this present age. Have you ever asked yourself, if God is all-powerful, and if He is trying to save everyone in this age, why is He failing? Surely an omnipotent God would not fail at something so important. Those of you who are regular readers of this magazine understand the answer. God is calling only a select few in this present age, for He is training a small group of true Christians who will rule under Jesus Christ in the coming millennium, a time when the whole world will be taught the truth of God. If God is opening your mind to understand this truth, there is no way you can be satisfied attending some church that probably meets on the wrong day. Even if it meets on God's Sabbath, the typical worldly church will tell you all sorts of unbiblical things, perhaps paying more attention to the confused writings of a prophetess or a self-appointed apostle or prophet than to the plain words of Scripture. If this describes you, then I urge you, come and check us out. Come to a Tomorrow's World presentation near you. We hold these presentations around the United States and Canada and around the world throughout the year. For a complete list, go online to tomorrowsworld.org, where we keep the schedule up to date at all times. God is training Christians in this age to become the leaders in the world to come. For the first fruits in this age will be born into the very family of God at Christ's second coming, to assist him in his benevolent kingship in the coming kingdom of God. Christ will be the topmost leader, the leader of leaders, and today's Christians will lead under his leadership. Yes, leadership is a topic vital for today's Christians. This is one reason why I'm happy to share with you, in this issue, an article about Winston S. Churchill, the British Prime Minister whose leadership saved Britain during the darkest days of World War II. Read Mr. John Meakin's article on page 18, especially in our day, when true leaders seem to be few and far between. We can learn much from Churchill's example. Most importantly, we can see that Churchill, though far from a perfect man, refused to give up in the face of adversity. He endured to the end, as Christians also are commanded to do in Matthew 24, verse 13. Hope for the unconverted. But what of those, like Churchill himself, who, despite a productive life, do not live God's way? Are they condemned to eternity in hellfire? Read Mr. Richard Ames's article on page 10 of this issue. Yes, there is hope for your unconverted relatives, and for the millions who have lived and died without ever hearing the name of Jesus Christ or his true teachings. But you, my friends, are different. God has given you a witness through this magazine, through the Tomorrow's World telecast, and through our internet presence at tomorrowsworld.org. If God is calling you to be one of his first fruits, this is your opportunity for salvation. Do not let it slip away. If you are beginning to understand the biblical seventh-day Sabbath, the annual holy days, and the 7,000-year plan, through which God is preparing humanity for a glorious destiny, then contact the regional office nearest you and ask for a ministerial contact. And if there is a Tomorrow's World presentation near you, do not hesitate. Call or go online and request your free invitation right away. For God may be calling you to be one of his leaders in tomorrow's world, but he is counting on you to respond. Will you do your part? I pray that you will. Please request our free literature, Where is God's True Church Today? You can order from the tomorrowsworld.org website or by contacting the regional office nearest you. All of our literature is absolutely free of charge and available on audio CD upon your special request.